We're on the telephone with Lucy Norton, who is Managing Director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. Lucy, today the Iowa State University Center for Agriculture and Rural Development and Renewable Fuels Association put out a new report, an updated report, on just what kind of savings ethanol is bringing to consumers as far as their fuel consumption is concerned. So give us an idea of what that report has to say.
Well, the report looked at what the price would be without ethanol in the marketplace, and pump prices would actually be $1.69 more per gallon across the Midwest, according to the CARD study that was released this morning. And so if you take that $1.69 per gallon reduction, it adds up to a very generous $2,363 annual savings for a typical Iowa family. So essentially, ethanol is saving the summer vacation because you could take that savings, and it would be enough to cover the fuel, the lodging, and the fun for an Orlando family vacation. Or it could buy 15,753 diapers or 262 movie tickets. And so what we have seen is that by boosting domestic fuel supplies by 10%, ethanol is reducing the demand for high-cost foreign crude oil.
Now, you mentioned $1.69 across the Midwest, and I think I saw maybe nationwide it's less than that, $1.09, so more significant in the Midwest. Is that right?
Yes. It's more predominant in the areas where there are high concentrations of ethanol production and ethanol use. And so Iowa is the number one ethanol-producing state, and ethanol has captured 80% of the fuel market here in Iowa. So Iowans are reaping, the best benefits from having ethanol available to them at the pump. So that kind of helps take the sting out of the price shock at the pump, and then it also goes towards, reducing that tax that's paid on foreign oil.
A lot of people, I think, still don't quite understand ethanol and the benefits that it does bring. You still hear some negativity about ethanol in some sectors. Seems like a report like this would really get their attention, wouldn't it?
Well, when you look at the fact that we have had an increase in ethanol production, and the country has relied on ethanol's ability to add to our fuel supply, that has in turn, helped alleviate any periodic gas shortages that may have happened, due to limited refinery capacity. It's changed the prices of gasoline and diesel. And what it has actually done is within the last year, the U.S. has gone from being a net importer of gasoline to actually a net exporter of gasoline. And so what that does is it takes that transportation cost, out of the bottom line cost of the fuel. And then also, in addition to that, we're now a net exporter of ethanol as well. And so we're seeing that, by adding just 10, we've got 10% of the supply derived from ethanol. So we're hoping to take control away from OPEC countries. And so just think what we would be at if we had 15% or 20% of that fuel supply, the financial benefits would be even greater.